What's up, everybody? We are now episode 12 of the Junk Wax Pod. I feel really great. I mean, we're up to episode 12. Some people say now we have a new home run king. I don't know how I feel about that statement, but Aaron Judge did hit number 62 today, tonight.
Barry Bonds will always be my king. He still hits 70 regardless.
Yeah. And who was the dude that hit 868 home runs?
Sadahara
He's.
O.
Shout out to myjunkwaxbox.com. As always, this is another Michael Jordan box, as I said last week. We'll see what we get here. Course, don't eat the gum. There isn't any gum in this box, and I'm not sad about that. For the let's talk junk portion of the podcast. First, I want to mention, like, what was your reaction when you saw the Tua Tagovailoa hit Thursday night? Like, what was your initial reaction to that?
Well, first of all, after I saw the video from the Sunday before, I felt like them calling that a lower back injury was farce because I feel like I've had lower back injuries and I never wobbled like that. I felt like he had, because his head hit the turf last week too. And I honestly, when I saw his hands draw up like that, I didn't know what that was. I'd never seen that before until I did research, and it was called the fencing something or another.
Fencing posture. Only time I've ever seen it is in the UFC.
Well,
In the
and I don't
UFC, I
watch.
saw a guy get head kicked in the back of the head, and he ended up doing that on the mat. But in the most popular sport in America, seeing that, jeez.
Right, and honestly, the first thing that came to my mind was honestly was there's going to be a lot of stuff come out over last week, him passing protocol so quick.
Yeah.
And then playing again on short rest, you're looking at a 4 or 5 day turnaround. But the thing I'm
Has
seeing
gone down
today,
since then.
and the things I'm seeing today was a lot of Miami fans, nobody of any significance, are blaming the Bengals or blaming the player for a dirty hit. I didn't feel like that was dirty at all. He wrapped him up in the waist and took him to, now, did he throw him to the ground with force? Yeah, but how many times do you see
Sometimes,
quarterbacks escape from that?
well, I agree, but sometimes you do see a 15-yard unnecessary roughness penalty on a toss like that. But
Yeah, I'm not saying there shouldn't have been a penalty. I'm not saying that at all, but I don't think it was
right,
dirty like he
he didn't
intentionally
intend.
meant to hurt.
No, he didn't
That's not
intend to.
like the Steelers rolling into the back of Carson Palmer,
Kimo von Ohlhofen.
a former Bengal at that, but.
Okay, so that brings me to this story that I came across. So after the Tua thing from Thursday night, I've seen a lot of stuff of, former or historical references of people that have like been knocked out of games. This one really stuck out to me, and I had never heard this until this weekend. July 5th, 1924, Babe Ruth ran full force into a wall at Griffith Stadium. And there's a picture of this that you can find on Google. And the wall is in foul territory, it looks like to me. And it is like a concrete wall. Knocks him out. Babe Ruth's out cold on the Griffith Stadium turf. Well, not turf, grass or
Right.
dirt, or probably dirt. So anyway, I'm gonna read this New York Times recap from the game. The Babe ran into the pavilion parapet with the full force of his body and dropped unconscious to the grass. Uninformed police, uniformed policemen ran to his assistance and kept back the crowd that seemed disposed to leave the chairs and get a close up of the injured warrior. Several photographers happened to be on the spot and they snapped the Babe as trainer Doc Woods ran up with a water bucket and the little black bag of first aid preparations. At first, it was thought that Ruth had been knocked out by a blow from the concrete on his chin, but it was soon discovered that he had been knocked out by a jolt in the solar plexus. This left leg was also hurt at the hip. So, Babe Ruth.
I would almost bet 1994 he finished the game, or 1924 he probably finished the game.
Patrick, not only did he finish the game, going 3-for-3 with 2 RBIs, he then played the second game of a doubleheader in the same game in the same day.
Man, hey, health advocates would be going nuts today.
How was that reference not in The Sandlot? Like,
no doubt.
That might be the best Babe Ruth story I've ever heard.
Well, I was getting kind of chuckled when you was reading it. Well, when you was reading it, I was getting kind of, you know, laughing because the author called him a warrior, like he was a gladiator. But yeah, after he played after he finished the game and played the second game of a doubleheader, he is a warrior.
You got to love 1920s journalism, first of all. Second of all, that's more impressive than calling your shot.
Yeah, absolutely.
He got knocked out. Finished the game, went 3-for-3 with 2 RBIs, and then played the second game of a doubleheader.
Can you picture a little old man wearing one of those, like, go-to-hell hats, running out there with a little black bag with some smelling salts? Or
Doc Woods. Like, what a great name for a doctor. Trainer Doc Woods. Crazy. All right, so.
That's funny.
Let's get to these packs of cards. We're going to do things a little different. We're not going to lead off with football because I'm trying to, like, switch up the mojo. So we're going to lead off with Fleer 1990 baseball. The year of the Reds, 1990. And these, I remember these cards because I had the complete Reds team set of this Fleer 1990. Comes with a sticker, of course. Dodgers, Expos, Mets, Phillies. Bring back the Expos. What a great logo.
I was going to say, I love that.
What a great logo. First base, California Angels. Wally Joyner.
Oh, Wally.
Joyner. Pitcher, Toronto Blue Jays, Jimmy Key. Yeah, Jimmy
Not Key. Familiar with Jimmy.
I only know him from baseball cards. Pitcher, Oakland A's, Gene Nelson. And listen, one thing I remember about 1990 Fleer, we won't see any good cards in this pack. That's kind of why I led off with it. Pitcher, Phillies, Jeff Parrott.
I've heard the name, but I don't think he made any all-star teams.
This guy, no. I can't tell you if he was really good, but he stuck around a while. Blue Jays pitcher, Todd Stottlemyre.
Stottlemyre, yeah. He looks young there.
Yeah. Fourth year as a pro. Pitcher, Pirates, Bill Landrum. Shoot.
I had a card of Bill Landrum one time where he had a huge chaw of tobacco in.
I love that. Looks like he might have some in there. Look at that.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Or that or Big League Chew. That was popular in the 90s.
Pitcher, Twins, Alan Anderson. Man, this is the pack of back-end starters.
And not only that, but I think they've all been lefties. Oh, no. Last one was a righty.
Catcher, Landrum. Braves, Jody Davis. Now we're on backup catchers. And he may have started. I don't know. Pitcher, Pirates, Neil Heaton. Let's just get the full rotation of the Pirates.
There's a lefty. Yeah, I remember Neil Heaton. Was 90 the year when – what year was it when Glenn Braggs knocked the wall down in the NLCS?
90?
I thought it was 90. Doug Drabeck was the ace for the
– right. I'm expecting to see Doug Drabeck in this pack. Pitcher, Mariners, Jerry Reed.
How many position players have we gotten?
Just that catcher, I think.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah. I don't know. We led off with first baseman Wally Joyner.
Wally Joyner.
Pitcher, Cardinals, Ken Daly.
another South Pole too. There's something fishy.
Daley. I don't know.
There's something fishy.
Oh, finally. Red Sox third baseman.
Wade Boggs. One of the all-time great hitters.
And set a record of most beers drank on a plane.
Playing the Wade Boggs Challenge.
Wade Boggs Challenge. Outfielder, White Sox, Dave Gallagher.
No clue.
Played a lot. I mean, 1, 2, 3, 4, 8. 12 years in the minors before making his big league debut. Way to not give up, Dave Gallagher.
I was going to say that must mean that the White Sox were really, really bad, and they brought him up like the last 30 days of the season or something.
Sounds like it. Pitcher, Cincinnati Reds, Danny Jackson.
Another lefty. Danny Jackson.
Hey, he was such a
good very player. Instrumental in a World Series championship. All-star Danny Jackson.
All-star. And started the All-Star game that year. And we finish with outfielder Expos, Otis Nixon.
Otis Nixon. You talk about a guy that could scoot.
He could scoot.
I saw your tweet about Daniel Jones. He is a quarterback that can scoot.
Surprisingly, could scoot. I didn't know. Daniel Jones' speed surprised me.
He might have more rushing touchdowns than Saquon Barkley this year. And probably the last couple of years, considering he was hurt.
All right, well, Fleer, 90 baseball, that was trash. But we did get a Wade Boggs. All right. Upper Deck NFL Football 91. This is the first we've seen from Upper Deck in football since we've been doing this. I don't think we've had Upper Deck football yet. Mostly been pro set and tops. Well, these are cool.
Honestly, I was sitting here thinking, I don't think I knew that the Upper Deck made
football. These are pretty cool. We got safety from the Chargers, Martin Bayless.
Not familiar with him. Look at those uniforms.
Yeah.
I love the Chargers powder blues.
Here he is. Trying to get Warren Moon.
Back. Warren Moon giving him the Father Nelson.
It looks like Warren Moon is also annoyed. Like, dude, get off what are you doing.
I can't see his expression, but I'll take your word on it.
We've got. Hey,
I got a couple compliments this week about how you ended the show when you threw the card at the camera because of out of disgust.
It did disgust me. We got a star rookie running back Aaron Craver from Fresno State. Miami Dolphins draft pick. Don't remember him. Defensive end Cardinals, Freddie Joe Nunn.
Oh, yeah. Heard of Freddie Joe Nunn.
Yeah. I think Freddie Joe Nunn, he was one of those dudes back in the day that had like the neck roll. Like Brian Cox had.
Oh, Brian Cox. Good quarterback, call.
Lions, Andre Ware.
Andre Ware probably had some of the most hype coming out of college.
Say so he had a lot of hype.
Wasn't it? Was he Georgia, right? Georgia?
Houston.
Or Houston. Who was the – okay.
They really aired it out at Houston back in the day.
Did he win a Heisman, Andre Ware?
I don't know. Did he?
No, I don't know. I might be thinking of somebody else, but he was a good college quarterback, I remember.
Offensive tackle, Seahawks, Andy Heck. Heck.
Wasn't there a store in Maysville named after him? Hex?
What college do you think a guy like Andy Heck?
BYU.
Notre Dame.
Well, that would be my second choice.
Nose tackle, Lions, Jerry Ball.
Remember Jerry Ball?
I remember Jerry Ball, too.
It may have been an all-pro one year. I don't know. I think he had a couple good years.
Oh, he was an SMU Mustang. I think
Pony Excess.
You got running back for the Oilers, Lorenzo White.
Yep.
Yep. Michigan State Spartan. Good look at him. Toting a
look
rock.
At him making a bear miss. That must not have been the 85 Bears defense.
Yeah. Okay, Raiders guard Steve Wisniewski.
Some people are either he is in the Hall of Fame or people are making a hard push.
Penn State Nittany Lions. This pack is garbage. Wide receiver Falcons, Andre Rison.
Bad Moon Rising.
I was going to say, you're quick with the Chris Berman.
Yeah.
Good player. Ooh, Alvin Harper, rookie.
Ooh, I was about to call out Tennessee, too. Yeah.
Alvin Harper, rookie. Bengals running back, James Brooks.
James Brooks.
Hey, let me tell you something about James Brooks.
Super, I'm listening.
Super good dude. So
you've met him?
Yeah. When I lived in Covington, Willie's Sports Bar, which is now closed, was my spot for Bengals games because the Bengals sucked for a while, right?
Right.
They didn't sell out at home, so their games would be blacked out. Well, Willie's Sports Bar, they didn't care. They would broadcast an illegal stream of the Bengals game on their big screen. And Willie's would be lit. Like, there are not a lot of people, but, you know, good crowd to watch the game. And James Brooks came every Sunday.
Wow.
With his son. He's a good dude, man. And
shout out to Willie's for being ahead of the streaming game.
They were. Yeah, this was like, you know, 2011.
Right.
2010, 2011. I mean, yeah. And then, like, when it would say during the broadcast, illegal broadcast without the express written consent of the NFL is something or another. And everybody in the place would go crazy.
Cheering. Right.
We finish with Bills wide receiver James Lofton.
Ah. Are you talking about a guy that played a long time in the league? I felt like he was 50 still running routes.
And still going up the middle.
Does it give you his birthday on the back of that card?
Yeah. He was born in 56, bro.
And that was – what year was that?
91.
35 years old.
My mom was born in 56, dude.
So what would that make him now? 56 and 2016 would be 60. So he's almost 70 years old.
Yeah, he was born in July 5th, 56. All right, well, that pack – terrible again. Bad Mood Rising, Alvin Harper rookie. I guess not terrible. James.
Well,
Lofton.
I can tell you this. I also had a faithful listener call out to me multiple times in sentences this week. Hot garbage.
Well, it's been hot garbage so far.
And we've had best luck with basketball though.
Last week, like I felt like our best card out of basketball was Sharone Wright.
Well.
It reminded me of how bad the NBA got after Jordan retired. Like, there was a lot of bum in the league.
There was. I agree.
This is 95-96, so we're on the fringe of bum era in the NBA, but these are tops.
Oh, got a little Stockton.
Got Stockton on the pack. Randomly inserted WizKids Power Matrix, Power Booster. Showstoppers.
Okay. That's got to be worth at least a buck.
Okay. Oh, we got some stickage. Man, they're really stuck together. It's going to take me forever. Peel these apart. Jeez.
Now, come on, junk wax box.
All right, here we go. Cool cards. We got Phoenix Sun center, Joe Klein.
Arkansas.
Remember him well.
Joe Klein.
Good job. One for one on
Well, he was a Celtic too. That's probably why I remember him.
Houston Rockets guard Sam Cassell. Love.
He's an ACC guy.
Yeah, he is.
NC State,
FSU, Florida State.
I remember that now. Did he play against Kentucky when they played him in the NCAA tournament that year?
Did he?
Well, I don't know. With Jared Prickett, when Prickett play?
No, I think like Bob Sura was.
That's right. Bobby Sura, Rodney Dobards. Yeah, that's right.
Chicago Bulls guard, B.J. Armstrong.
I don't know where he went to college, but I can tell you he once won an NBA three-point contest without being on a team.
No, that was Craig Hodges.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, B.J. Armstrong.
B.J. Armstrong didn't have that kind of range. He is Iowa Hawkeyes. B.J. was good from like 15 to 18 when Jordan.
Craig Hodges, that's right.
We got Grizzlies. Oh, it doesn't say he's a guard. Blue Edwards.
Oh, we had Blue the other day when he was a Celtic.
I didn't know he was in the expansion draft.
I didn't either. And I was getting ready to ask, and I think I've asked this before. What year were the Grizzlies' first year? Was it 95, 96?
The expansion draft was June 24th, 1995. And this was their last pick of the expansion draft. They got Blue Edwards. He was past his prime at that point.
Right.
So, Suns guard, Dan Marley, Thunder Dan.
Thunder Dan Marley. He played at a small college.
Yeah, he did. I mean,
I can't.
Small in comparison to Power Five.
Right. I can't think of.
Central Michigan. What's their mascot? Right. It's something weird, right? Central Michigan.
Are they not the Trojans?
Are they?
I don't know.
They might be.
That's a shot in the dark. I'm going to take a look.
Yeah. The Chippewas.
Good call.
Sacramento Kings center, Olden Polynice.
Is he Old Dominion?
No, Olden Polynice is Virginia.
I was going to say Virginia or Maryland. I was kidding.
Warriors forward, Chris Mullen.
St. John's.
Yeah. This is a good pack.
Yeah.
It has been.
That's funny when you look at him when he was at St. John's and his hair and how when he was in the NBA, he rocked the high and tight.
Yeah, he did have the fattest high top fade.
Cousin Mary's favorite player was Chris Mullins.
Yeah.
Look at that, man. Shout out to his barber.
Yeah, really. We got
with a haircut like that, he probably went to see Hal.
Blazers guard Aaron McKee.
Aaron McKee is Temple.
Yeah, I think he is. Yeah, that's correct. You want to know what PJ Carlissimo says about him?
Yeah.
He's a lovable guy.
A lovable guy?
No, lunch pail. Lunch pail guy
means, okay, you cut out. I thought I read your lips. Okay.
Lunch pail.
Yeah, he goes to work.
We're going to have to punch the time clock.
Workhorse, blue collar.
Yeah, at some point we're going to have a top five lunch pail guy.
I like that.
Aaron McKee would not make the top five of my lunch pail guys, though.
Not sorry. Right now, but this was back in 95, 96.
Right. He was a lunch pail guy. I give him that. But to crack the top five lunch pail guys, I mean, there's
– not all time, absolutely not, but
– I would consider Dennis Rodman a lunch pail guy.
That's the first guy that came to mind. And, right. And the second guy for me was A.C. Green.
A.C. Green, yes. That's a good shout. He was a lunch pail guy. Ron Artest, lunch pail guy.
Ooh, yeah, way before Meta World Peace.
Yeah, Ron Artest.
That might be the best.
Indiana Pacers forward center, Antonio Davis.
Ah, good nice. That was back in the day when the Pacers and the Celtics, him and Dale Davis used to be thorns in the Celtics side.
Right. So speaking of Celtics, this player is a Celtic in this on this card, but little people don't really know. Dominique Wilkins.
Yeah, I remember him. Yeah. He's better known as an Atlanta Hawk. The human highlight film.
I remember him playing for the Celtics.
Faithful watcher, Matt McCain's favorite player.
Dominique, the human highlight?
Yeah.
Here's one of my favorites. And this is a scoring leader card. Monster Mash, Jamal Mashburn.
Mashburn is given credit for single-handedly kind of revitalizing the Kentucky basketball program.
No doubt.
He's their first big recruit after the probation or whatever.
Yeah. Second big recruit. Darren Feldhaus was their
prize recruit.
Biggest recruit.
Look at that form on the Mash.
He was an incredible NBA player. I mean,
wasn't he from New York?
Yeah, he's from New York.
Man, I loved Mashburn. I hated when they lost to Michigan.
Dude, he averaged 25.7
for the Mavs
in
94-95. Wow. Shout out Mash.
And he's probably drawing the best defender because, I mean, I think the Mavs at the time, they did have Kidd and Jimmy Jackson, but.
And did they have Sean Bradley back then as well?
I think they did. We finish with Clippers guard Harold Ellis.
Not, I like that camera view, but.
Yeah, I got the landscape.
Don't know much about Harold Ellis.
I don't either. He went to Morehouse, not drafted. Played in the CBA in 92-93. He had the game of his life on November 25th, 94. He scored 24 points, 19 in the fourth quarter, in just 21 minutes of play. Harold Ellis.
Wow.
That's getting it done.
19 right. minutes total?
21 minutes
or total. Or 21 minutes?
Had 19 in the fourth quarter.
Wow.
Hey, decent pack there. Mash, Mullen, Marley, BJ, Cassell.
And yeah, because I
CBA
think most
of, Hall of Famer Harold Ellis.
I think most of those, if all, I think we heard at least all of them.
Yeah, we did. It could, I mean, Dominique as a Celtic, cool card. And like the camera angle on that is pretty dope. Got the Celtic green paint underneath.
Oh, yeah, I love that. That was probably still at the Boston Gardens.
Yeah, that was definitely Boston Garden. Look how thick those cracks are in the floor.
Oh. Yeah, there's a lot of stories of players talking about how the ball would bounce funny out of those cracks.
you could get stuck in there, like playing at the Germantown gym. All right, so not great, but better than episode 11. Next week we'll have 92 Fleer Ultra Baseball, which I'm really excited about because I love Fleer Ultra. We got this pack of hot garbage coming up next week. Some more NFL pro set. Maybe we'll win a trip to Honolulu for the Pro Bowl.
Oh, I hope.
And then another 95-96 basketball, which I don't know if that's good or bad news, but this is Fleer.
Well, if you look on that pack, it says hot packs, so that can't be hot garbage.
Well,
doesn't it down at the bottom say hot pack or something?
It does. It's look for hot packs.
Tell the listeners what you told me today about next month's box, because I think that's pretty cool.
So the October box, which we get later in the month, we'll get that at the end of October. It is 1994 strike era box. So the three packs of baseball will be from the 1994 season. And I think it's Topps, Fleer, and Upper Deck. Pretty cool.
I think that's real cool.
It's cool. And I like the themes with each box. I think that's dope. Even though we didn't get a Bo Jackson when we had a Bo Jackson box. We did get a Michael Jordan sticker last time that was featured in the box, so that was cool. But I don't think any of these Michael Jordan cards will be attainable. They look
how many packs we got left?
Fancy. We got one pack of basketball left, so.
Anyway. Well, and I think didn't you say that the Jordan sticker wasn't it worth like $60-some?
It depends on what you see. I mean, right. I've seen them at 200. I've seen them as low as 50. So that's probably the best card we've gotten, honestly.
Right. I mean, and that's a sticker to be worth that much just kind of shows you just how marketable Michael Jordan still is. I mean, value.
The second box in a row we've had Michael Jordan featured. So. That'll do it for episode 12 of the Junk Wax Pod. No one was implicated in a murderous plot this week. So let's try to keep that going. But it's not really our fault, you know.
It's their poor decisions.
I mean, I don't know.
I think we said on an earlier episode that when you listen to this, like, facts are optional. Like, yeah. You know. That kind of cleared us from all wrongdoing is what my legal counsel told me because we made that statement.
Yeah, we made that disclaimer early on. I don't think we have anything to worry about.
Right.
So that'll do it for episode 12 of the Junk Wax Pod. Quick shout out to myjunkwaxbox.com. Follow them on Twitter and Instagram. They do repost some pictures of people, you know, that have pulled out some great cards. And they've been cool to us. I mean, they retweet our podcast every week. So follow us on YouTube on the Toddcast YouTube channel. Give us a follow, subscribe on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify. Click like and subscribe on YouTube. Let's get those YouTube subscriptions up. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you next week. Have a good week.